Teresa finally has her bikini contest, and she is nice and tan, and the ladies hit Cabo. Real Housewives of New Jersey after show coming up right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I'm so happy for this Cardi B song.
I mean,
I just wish I had rhythm.
Can you put some down?
No, I need
you're
like...
You're from St. Louis. Like, I feel like you're in your blood.
New Orleans.
New Orleans, yes.
They that rhyme. They're the same.
That should be your... You should,
I
like...
I need like the liquid courage.
The
you need the liquid courage. So you'd be taking all those shots with Teresa to like get
exactly.
Ready.
Yeah, I'm so glad she finally did that.
Oh my gosh, she was like on the shot train.
The Cafe Patron. I haven't heard of that.
But now I want it.
I know.
I don't know if I would want like that coffee-ish drink like for my dinner.
Yeah, that looks so good.
I mean, that would be
maybe for breakfast,
a desserty type
thing. Wait.
Yeah, you just wake up and start.
On your vacation, why not?
Can't do coffee and
why
dinner.
Not?
Hey guys, I am Chelsea Stark Jones, and we are going to talk a lot about this Real Housewives in New Jersey episode. We're in the trip, and I am here with my full panel.
What's up, guys? Angelo Garcia. I'm glad to be back. I miss you guys.
Yeah, yes. And I'm Angel. Glad that you're back. Glad that you're fine.
Yes. I know. Yeah, some gnarly stuff. We were in Mexico, guys, and I got in a little accident, but we're all good. We're all good
now. Yes.
We're limping around, but we're here.
We are grateful for that. it was a great episode. You know, well, it was an okay episode.
Yeah,
I take that back.
The vacation episodes are always like kind of interesting. It picked up once we got to the vacation.
Yeah, it definitely started off slow, but it did end with a bang. Ooh, so
you didn't like the beginning? I love the competition.
What did you like?
Was the middle.
It was slow.
What was the beginning? I don't even remember. It was so slow.
But yeah, so
Marlene is funny.
Marlene is the best.
Yeah.
So we also have some news and gossip for you guys, as well as our special segment. So stick around for that. But let's just go ahead and get started. We are 5 days out of Teresa's bikini competition. She is talking to her girls, and I love when we see the girls that don't her kids that are more. But like camera shy.
Yeah.
Adriana, who's 8, was like way like in her like dance outfit, gymnastics.
So adorable.
Super cute. Teresa shows them her bikini and they're like,
ew.
Gross.
I know.
But their faces are like, ew,
so,
mom.
Like, it was like bejeweled and so tiny.
I mean, it was very tiny.
It was really small.
I feel like anyone like with the smallest costume. Butt like would swallow that bikini.
Yeah. Maybe it was
I'd
like elastic.
I'd probably look pretty good in it, to be honest.
You would.
Yeah. All right. Wow. Next episode. Angela.
You know what? That's what I'm going to go. I'm going to go to the bikini store, get your bikini, and that's what
no,
you're going to wear.
To. I
we should
to.
Spice
no
some
way.
Things up. You have
I got some.
Oh,
no
he
way.
Has
I'll
it
bring,
already.
Okay. I bet the ladies in the chat would love that.
Yeah.
I know
no
we have
policy
some Angelo
at the end.
Fans. Yes. Who wants to see Angelo in a Teresa-like bikini? Say I. Yes.
You guys, I get 5 votes. I'm bringing it. So.
Oh. Love this.
Aiming low.
Love this. So as Teresa's amping up for the competition, Marge thinks it'd be nice to get her a nice little gift.
Yeah.
So she has Melissa and Jackie meet up with her, and then she also mentions that the other women are going to pitch in. And she wants to get her like a cute little necklace mm-hmm. that says strong, because she thinks she's not just like physically strong, but also mentally strong.
Yeah,
you have to be mentally strong to pack up your lunch everywhere you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, to the dedication.
That's what I was going to say.
Bring your own chicken and broccoli.
Exactly. Yes, and everything else that she has
at
on her plate.
At the vineyard, yeah. She mm-hmm. couldn't, you know,
drink
anything.
Yeah.
Her
she's
husband's
been holding
gone.
It down.
She's so, yeah, I thought that was super nice of her. I thought that was a very thoughtful gift idea, and to have, like, everyone pitch in on it, I thought was really sweet.
Yeah. Was that Marge's idea?
I think so. I think she was the ringleader behind it. She planned it all. But they also recap the night before at Melania's party. And Danielle's, you know, stirring the pot.
As usual.
Getting upset with people. And, you know, it was messy. And then they're also not... They're a little worried about Danielle coming on this trip.
Yeah. Well, Danielle is, I can't believe her.
She's too old for that.
Dude,
and not even
time.
Like age bashing. It's just when you get to a certain point in life, like we're too old for it, you know? Like it's just grow
and it's
up.
Every time with her, like you know for sure there's going to be some drama or something wrong. Like you can't, there's never any.
I mean, how would you guys feel like going abroad with a group of women and one just legitimately makes you want to rip your hair out? Would
like,
you?
Or see, like,
I don't think
like,
I would how, let somebody would, get to me like that. Yeah. But
well, I probably wouldn't go, to be honest.
Would you,
no, I would
you
still
not go. I mean, you're going overseas. Well, not really.
Yeah, but then you're gonna be stuck with that person. Like, it's not like you can just drive home. You're like far.
The rest of the group, though, that's like one person. I will go on that trip.
Yeah, I would go, but it would definitely
take a toll.
Yeah, like yeah. I would be irritated the whole time. I'd probably be a little bit on edge.
Yeah, then why are you paying all that money for vacation?
Because did they pay for it? I know. I think Bravo pays for half of it.
The way they do it, I'll do it.
But. Yeah. And then so we go. We fast forward to Jennifer, who we all love and adore, right?
Yeah.
Sarcasm. Jennifer brings her husband Bill lunch. She has little Olivia tag along with her.
Man.
Olivia's a handful. Is she the youngest?
That's what I'm saying. That's like what I'm it. Just
I
like,
think
man.
She is, right? She's five.
She yeah. She's such a brat.
She really. She just needs like.
I don't like talking
a
about
time
children
out,
like
right?
this,
but yeah,
she's
she
gonna
really
see this
does.
And she's gonna come
I
after
don't
us.
Care. I hope she comes in and talks to us about her children. That would be great.
No, we don't want that. I don't want to hear about her family and the jewelry.
I'm not even the biggest fan of kids. Like, I do want my own. Like, if I have a friend who has a kid, you know, or a little cousin or something, they're fine. But just like other people's kids, especially when you're out at a restaurant and they're so loud, they're running all over the place. It's like. Please understand, everyone does not like kids, and your
you don't even have to like kids. It's just respect. And I feel like that would be Jennifer's children. Like,
but there's kids that are respectful and don't do that. Like the kids that run around and are causing trouble. Like that's the parents' problem.
I love respectful kids.
I definitely feel like Jennifer's kids like cause a ruckus.
Oh, for sure.
My favorite thing is like when kids do nice things and they say like, or you do something nice for them and they say thank you, and like their parents aren't even around.
Yeah.
It's like,
well, that's good.
Oh, you were brought up nice, but when you're just like loud and whining and running all over the place, it's like,
yeah,
you're getting on my nerves.
So Jen brings Olivia onto this thing, and you know, S tells her to leave and talk to people. Like, and then I hate that. Like, you're pushing your child onto me while I'm working,
especially
like,
if I just said I don't like kids.
Yeah,
and it's like they're at work, so they don't have a choice because
I have to be nice to your boss. Snotty little brat.
You can't tell your boss, excuse me, your daughter's getting on my nerves.
Yes.
Like,
and for sure, she's bothering all the workers.
She bothers me.
I would be so irritated. It sounds so horrible talking about 5-year-old like this, but anyways.
I know. That's pretty bad.
We're going in on a 5-year-old.
But once Olivia exits, Jennifer and Bill talk a little bit about the Cabo trip as well. Mm-hmm. He seems a little bit more lax. He's still not hype about her leaving for a long period of time.
Better than the first time, though.
But definitely better than
you
the
guys,
first time.
Do you really believe that she's never gone on a trip before this show? Mm-hmm. Because, like,
this is
her second one, and it's like, so all your life that you've been married and had kids, you've just never...
For sure. I think maybe not a girl's trip.
Yeah.
Maybe trips with her
family.
Because she did go to Turkey. She did go to Turkey by herself.
She probably didn't have much friends before she met all these ladies. Probably.
Yeah, I definitely think never a girl.
She's annoying.
And that, yeah.
I don't think she had much friends.
And I feel like when you have big families or you have sisters or like you're close to your brother or whatever, you often, I feel like, and some people that I know, they are more close with them than they have like friendships.
Yeah, they,
you know?
Like,
and I feel like,
I feel
like that is her thing where she's closer to her family than she is making friends.
Yeah.
A lot of people just trust their family more.
Yeah.
So that's why they don't have a lot of friends, you know? And I kind of think that's her.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's good. I don't think that's a bad thing at all.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I think she's a fun person, but she's definitely not someone I would
Man, she gets
be
lit.
She
well,
definitely
my
could
family,
have a good time.
I'd probably have a good time with her, but I would never be friends with her.
Well, yeah, because she wouldn't be mean to you, so it'd be different. Like,
I loved the foreshadowing too when Bill was like, make sure you don't go crazy on the tequila.
Yeah.
And
so
he knows what tequila does to her. She is also still a little bit upset with Marge. Like, everyone's upset with each other on this trip. So it's just like, I feel like the wrong time to go on a trip.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it's for Teresa. But
Teresa.
She needed it. Yeah, she did.
She got to let loose a little bit.
Speaking of Tree, she is working out with Frank. Just a couple more days up to her competition.
Frank's a beast.
Frank is an animal.
Frank Jr. looks good too.
Oh yes, he.
Yeah, we all know what you guys think about Frank Jr.
We all love Frank Jr.
When he was greasing Teresa up.
Oh,
Big Frank.
Wait, pause. We got our girl Sarah in the chat talking about Bill and Jen, and he said, or she said, he's probably going to start loving Jennifer going on trips. He needs a break from her.
That might be true. He's like hanging out with his friends, and she's like, so you're not spending time with the kids?
I know. Sarah's making a good point.
Yeah. Yes. Thanks, Sarah.
Good observation.
Keep the comments in the chat. Yeah, keep them going, flowing, guys. But yeah, so Teresa and Frank are working out the last little leg, last little push before the competition. And, you know, Teresa brings up what was talked about on the wine trip about the ladies asking, what the hell's up with you and Frank and Dolores? What's going on? And you know, she asked Frank, do you feel like it's holding her back from moving on? Like, your close relationship. And he was very candid. He's like, yeah, probably so. And
like a light bulb.
Yeah.
He loves her, though. And, he loves Dolores.
And he also admitted that maybe I haven't moved on because of how close we are.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know if I misunderstood, but do they live together?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Where have I been the entire season?
Yeah, they've lived together.
I don't want them to move on. I like them together.
You want the,
it's like, I want them back.
Really?
And I said that last week, like, are they going to get back? Because even Teresa said on this episode, we hardly ever see her boyfriend. Like, where is he? Like, has he even, like, really been on the show?
Yeah.
Frank and Dolores get along really well. They're really cute together. Like, just get the family
that's
back.
That's what I'm saying. I like them
but
together.
But it's like, how do y'all live together and she has a current boyfriend?
Well, I mean, I do know that Dolores, her boyfriend is moving closer moved closer. But I definitely think she used him as a crutch, and I think they used each other as a crutch because
Frank and
Dolores.
Yeah. I would not even do that. Like, reverse the situation and say you're dating a guy.
Oh yeah, no, it wouldn't fly. I would not. I'm not like that whatsoever.
And you say, okay, well, I'm gonna move down the street from you. Like, you sound crazy.
Yeah. No, well, no, I think Dolores and her boyfriend are currently moving in. But I mean, maybe we'll see this. Yeah.
So she's moving out of with
Frank. Frank is making Dolores' boyfriend a house. Like, he's building the house.
So Frank is friends with him?
Yeah. Like, it's this weird thing. It's this weird mishmash of, like, I was going to point to you guys. How do you feel about your spouse having relationships with their ex? Having that, like, if we were in this situation, my boyfriend and his ex-girlfriend, and we're, like, hanging out, having drinks together.
If, like, they have such a strong basis, her and Frank already, so, like, you don't want them hanging all the time because something's going to come about.
Yeah, all it takes is one drink, one night, and y'all, like, remember that time when we were 16? Like, going down memory lane or something. Y'all have all this history all these years together. Like,
and, I mean, what even sparked Teresa bringing this up to Frank was that Frank said he was going to get a tattoo of Dolores' name.
Like, that is too much.
And
way too much.
Like, she's in a relationship. She's your ex-wife. You're going to get her together.
But then he goes, she's my best friend. He's like, are you getting your best friend's name tattooed on you?
Like, no. And someone even brought it up with Jan and Margaret, whoever the friend was. She was like, if you and Jan ever got back together, she's with someone now.
Yeah, but
like,
she goes, I'm not getting back.
Yeah, she said, like, no, I'm not. But it seemed like Joe was even uncomfortable talking about Jan, like, when they were sitting outside. So, I don't know. Like, how close should you be with your ex?
No, not close.
I don't believe in friendly exes or
cordial, okay, but, like, friendly hanging out. Or cordial? You gotta be cordial to everyone.
I mean, you don't. Cordial, but I mean, I really don't care for you to be Instagram followers. I don't want you to be Facebook friends.
Oh, yeah, that's not cordial.
If she falls, do not help her up.
Yeah, like,
but that's cordial. That's cordial.
Y'all see that picture of Kanye when he was, like, on a red carpet with Kim and some reporter, I guess, was, like, trying to, like, get all in his face with the mic, but she fell? It was somebody, and she fell trying to talk to Kanye, but I think he was with Kim, and he just looked, like, did not help her up.
I would want my man to do if his ex,
I guess.
It's so crazy.
I'm like, let me
let Chelsea do the talking because I know I'd be on
you guys
too.
Are thinking, cordial, you guys are thinking cordial's like, what's up? Like, let's get coffee. Like, no, I'm talking cordial, like, wave if you see him. Like, you know what I mean? Like, cordial.
Or
nice.
Look the other way.
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
Flip them off. Nice
to everyone. I don't know.
Speaking of cordial exes, we also have Marge and Jan. Marge is still, and she's sitting with Joe talking about how she really wants Jan and his son, her stepson to have a relationship with one another. And Joe's kind of just like, why do you care? Why are you inserting yourself in this?
Yeah.
Like, you have a better chance of us three going out to dinner than Jan.
So
and
does Joe
kid.
Not have any relationship with Jan?
I think they're all I think they're cordial.
Cordial. Mm-hmm. Okay. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. I believe they're cordial. I feel like we've seen scenes with Joe and Jan together before.
Yeah.
At least I know Jan's been in their home. So, which is weird because Jan or Joe was the other man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, Marge still has a close
Jan
relationship
should
with Jan.
Have more resentment to Joe.
Oh yeah, it should be a lot messier than it is.
Yeah,
it should be way.
I don't
messier
understand
than it
how
is.
They're so calm, but you know, whatever floats their boat.
Well, I mean, but that's the same thing with Dolores and Frank. Like he cheated, there was an affair, but I think
yeah, but that girl's not hanging
just,
around.
Yeah, true.
We don't know. She's not getting camera time.
I do think she the constant though is that they both have children involved.
Yeah,
and like they're trying to be good co-parents.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Wait, you guys, you know, we definitely skipped over Joe massaging Teresa for the competition.
Oh, no, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. Okay. Don't worry.
Really,
let me
so
pop the
really
brakes.
Stuck on that scene.
We got Jada in the chat. She says that Dolores and Frank are just really meant to be.
Thank you. There we go.
Wait, did you read it wrong?
I think Dolores wants it, but probably is scared that she is going to get judged for getting back with someone who cheated on her. I don't know. Aw, I think
true.
She would be more concerned about being judged for shacking up with a guy that cheated on her, but not dating him. I think she's more judged for the current situation that she's in now.
But if she gets back with him, it could like. I get what she's saying. It could look bad. Like, oh, like she gave back in. You know what I mean? Because it doesn't look like she's giving in.
I think, like, maybe you just give it time. Like,
yeah.
You rebuild that trust and whatnot, and you gave it time.
They're officially divorced, right?
Yeah.
But they both seem like they really enjoy each other's company and still love each other. But I just think that it sucks because once everyone knows your business, like, if no one knew he cheated, they would have probably worked that out a long time ago. But now the whole world knows, so it's like, oh, I have to hate him, or
I
can't get back.
Well, I think his affair was pretty... And I don't think he just cheated with one person. I think he had like an affair.
And it's like
multiple.
Like an actual.
Like yeah, I think it's a playboy.
I don't
boy.
Understand.
Oh,
sure.
I mean, he's like, Mr. New Jersey. I'm sure he was getting around town.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't even like bodybuilders like this.
Little Frankie.
But he's way smaller than Big Frank. Like, I can't do the Ronnie from Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
I stop at Pauly D.
Pauly D. Angela, you have something to share with us?
I do.
Yeah.
Hey guys, before we move on to our next topic, we just wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could really use your help, so make sure you subscribe on YouTube, give us a rating on iTunes, and leave us a comment and get in the chats whenever you can. Being a part of AfterBuzz has meant so much to me, guys, just to be around and just to get to know everyone who wants to be a part of this network, you know? So thank you for all your support and doing what we love, and you guys keep doing what you guys love.
Yes. So, again, subscribe, talk to us in the chat. It's really fun to hear you guys' comments.
I know. I like talking back to you guys.
Yeah. So
not in a sassy way. I'm not sassing you.
Just communicating with you all.
Just being cordial.
Fans of New Jersey
he
like
likes
us.
That word.
We'll be cordial with you. You be cordial with us.
All right.
So we finally, so this is something that was kind of brought up at the beginning of the season. Melissa's supposed third sister.
Yeah.
She finally brings it up to her mom. She has a dinner with her mom and two sisters. And her sisters thought it'd be a really good idea to get mom a little bit loose before dinner because it's
like
a heavy topic.
Came in. Oh, yeah. Came in lit.
She was hilarious.
I loved it.
She's so cute. It reminded me of when Joe took out his dad.
Yeah.
When they were in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
They were flirting.
Time.
The parents were flirting.
We see where Melissa gets it from.
Yeah.
We really do. Like,
the
her mom
has a good
is
time.
The best.
She knows how to party.
Yeah. And, like, I love when she picked up her martini and it kind of starts spilling a little. She's so cute. I
but she's
loved
like, oh,
it.
I need bread. I need bread.
Yes. She
you
knows
do need
what to
sometimes.
Do. Yeah, you do. Yeah. So, but sometimes it doesn't feel like it's doing enough.
No, but it's better than nothing. It's better than nothing.
So Melissa's a little bit worried to tell her mom this after, you know, she sees her state of mind.
Yeah.
But she eventually gives in and tells her, and that sobers her up. Real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It changed.
It went
the
from
mood.
A fun little dinner and then the tense music.
So her mom was in an initial state of denial. Like, no way.
He would have told me.
He would have told
no.
me.
Yeah.
Even they're like, you're the last person he wants to know about.
Yeah. I feel like she knew in her heart, like, it was probably true, but then
denial
she was just like, no,
is
you
a
know what
thing.
I mean? Yeah. She for sure knew in her heart.
So she first denied it, and, you know, Melissa's like, want to kind of pursue, like, maybe if there is someone out there, I want to see if, you know, she's my sister.
Yeah.
And she, why would you want to know some stranger? Like, she was very against it.
Strange woman.
Strange woman, yeah.
She just is.
But eventually she gave in and said, you know what, if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. And she said,
I felt like that, like, she was still, like, just saying, like, do whatever you want, but she
wasn't sincere about it.
Yeah. Well, then she's, I love this. I forgave him for everything else, so if he had a baby, I would take her in. The mother. That's another story. And kill her.
I love that.
She knew he was married.
She knew he was married.
But he knew he was married, too, so.
Yeah, but I'd still kill her, too.
Just for the fun of it.
To tango.
Yeah. I love Chelsea.
But you guys, I'm crazy.
I know. Wow.
I shouldn't be saying
smiling.
I know. Like, don't incriminate yourself. We'll talk after. We'll talk once we
always
wrap up.
Smiling, running around all nice.
Those
and then,
are the ones you have to worry about the most. Sarah jumped in and she said, I love Melissa's family. Great comic relief. I wish there was more of them, more scenes of them. I agree. Her mom is great.
Yeah, we never see their family.
Yeah.
Rarely. We'll see them rarely, yeah.
Yeah. Or like a FaceTime call.
Her mom. Yeah, her mom is great. And then we have Marge. Again, Talking Hospital Heroes Gala that's coming up. I kind of feel like that's going to be the finale episode as the gala.
I love that whole idea.
Yeah.
It's so nice.
It's a great idea. Yeah. And she said, you know, I've been really talking to Polly after Oklahoma, and she's doing the whole invitations, and she did a really cute focus group with Melissa and Jackie's kids about what they would like. Yeah.
Those kids were so, like, proper. At that age, I was not asking, do you know how to make chicken parm?
Yeah.
Chicken nuggets, maybe.
See, like, those kind of kids are fun to hang with.
I know. Like, those wouldn't annoy me because we could have a conversation.
Yeah. They're like little adults.
I like Jackie's kids seem really cute and
sweet.
Yeah. My, like, most fun game to play with kids is who can be quiet the longest? You get to be my friend. Whoever's the most quiet, I'll be your best friend.
I tried that with my brother when he was younger, and after a while, he's like, I don't care.
He's like, I'm over it.
This isn't a fun game. Yeah. I just have to sit here.
But Marge gets obviously very sensitive over the topic because it is talking about sick kids in a hospital
and
how hard that would be on a parent. And then she relates that again back to Jan and her ex-brother, whatever it is. And floats the idea to inviting them both to the gala for them to meet. Good idea, bad idea?
I think it's a good idea.
I think it's a good idea because... No, there's not going to be any fighting going down at that thing. That, like, it's
if
such, like, a light.
If it is, then something's wrong with
them. Yeah, like, it's such, like a, you know what I mean? It's a sad event. It's, like, all about loving on the kids. Like, if they're fighting and bringing family issues into that, then...
But how would you feel if you were Jan or the stepson and you were, like, tricked into going something to see your dad or your family?
Yeah, but she could just want them there, you know what I mean? Like, she can, like, I don't know.
Would you tell?
I also think something like that is so, like, eye-opening. Like, my problems are so little compared to what these kids and their families are going through that both of them being there might just be a wake-up call. Like, we need to stop this arguing because there's bigger things in life. You don't know if tomorrow's promised, so...
Yeah. That's very true.
Yeah, I think it'd be a good idea.
I think that's a very true point. I'm looking forward to the gala. It looks like it'll be really cute.
I know.
Her costumes, like what they're coming up with, also
look
really cute.
Idea. It's so good.
It is a really great idea.
Didn't one of them say a bunny? Like,
or like the dance rock star. Yeah. It was very
sweet.
What's
the costume for the...
like an Elvis.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Put a pompadour on.
And now we are finally to the big day. Teresa is nice and...
Tanned
and oiled up.
Dark and oiled up. We have Frank freakishly rubbing her.
Like rubbing on her body, like in her butt leg crack. And he's like in there. He said, that was the comment. First of all, it's weird enough that he's, you know, I get that that's the job, but you're also
Who made him that job? Who gave him that job?
The trainer. Well,
he kind of hopped in, though. He didn't really
Because the trainer lived too far away.
Yeah, she was,
what are you getting paid for? Come do this.
I think it was just to insert him more in the show.
But that rubbing between her butt crack.
Between Teresa and Frank.
Oh.
See, and that's the type of things that come about when you rub in someone's butt crack. So don't be rubbing in nobody's butt crack.
Yeah, Frank was definitely getting it all up in there.
And he said, I love my job.
Yeah.
Don't show this to Joe.
Yeah. Well, he'll see it soon enough.
Yeah. He's in jail wanting to fight.
So, yeah. So, oh, and you know, it was sweet that Teresa said that Joe gave, you know, her his blessing.
I hope you win.
Yeah. So, you know, what could he do?
That's what I wrote down. No, literally, what else would he say? Because you're like, what are you going to start a fight while you're in jail?
He'd
be like, I'm not going to talk to you.
Yeah,
like, I'm not going to talk to you anymore if you do it.
All right. Yeah. So we have Frankie Jr. winning his competition. He places first.
He looked nice. He did look good.
He didn't look too muscly.
Yeah.
You guys don't like muscly. I don't get that.
Not when it's too big. Muscly. Yeah, and you can't like move your arms and you walk around
like
this.
They're working hard in the gym.
No. If you have no neck.
So you guys don't like me?
Because you're so muscular.
You're like taking up Angel's,
I know.
Like,
I'm like hanging out.
You guys need to move a little bit.
Yeah, like Frank Jr. is where I draw the line. Like I said, Polly, I would not do the, you know. And, you know, different strokes for different folks.
Yeah.
Some people like the big. Yeah.
Just not for me. And then we finally get Teresa up on stage. She looks amazing. She looks confident. She's sticking that butt
over.
Yeah. The poses for bodybuilding are so, like, funny.
But it's also, like, her legs were shaking while she was doing it. I don't know if it was, like, the shoes or, like... Yeah, it looked a little awkward but funny. But, you know, she looked good.
Yeah, she did look good. She looked amazing. She took third place in her, like, bracket. So I think it was women in their 40s.
Yeah,
the age group.
Plus or something.
Yeah, so this was third place, her first one. I thought she could take him first, but what do I know about bodybuilding competitions?
Yeah. Right?
Well, if they gave her first, then people probably would have said it's rigged or something.
Yeah.
Probably knocked her down a bit.
Yeah. So the Gorgas came out to support her, and then the other ladies came out, which I thought was kind of weird. Like, maybe she didn't want them
I don't
there.
Think she wanted them, because she already said she was nervous about having like her brother and stuff. Maybe she
didn't. Okay, well, fine. But... So competition's over. It is party time.
I know. And it's so well deserved for Teresa.
It's probably the best feeling. Is. Like, after all that training, you're probably like, oh, I'm going to grub down.
Yeah. It's genuine. Well, you know what? She said when she was in Cabo that she really enjoyed the healthy lifestyle.
So she won't be eating cheeseburgers. That doesn't mean she won't be eating a lot of kale.
Yeah. Or like big steaks or whatever was on her plate.
Cheat meal. Like, she didn't have any cheat
she
meal.
She could have a veggie burger.
Yeah,
you can have a black normal bean. Burger.
Like fast food.
That
is true.
So the ladies are getting ready for this trip. Marge says that she just plans to ignore Danielle the whole trip.
Yeah,
that's safe, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's safe.
No,
I think you got to dabble in a little bit, like throw her a little.
What
bone.
To make it fun for the show, or like?
Well, no, just to like, because if you fully ignore someone, like it's obvious you're fully ignoring them. You know what I mean?
But like, what could she say?
Like just
what,
like throw it in. Like if Danielle says, "Oh, like this food's good," yeah, it's good. You know what I mean?
Like,
but what if?
No, I'm gonna ignore you.
Oh my god! And you know, Marge says to Marlene, you know, I really don't like some of these girls. How do I call them a bitch in Spanish?
Playa.
She's a bitch. Playa.
Oh, I don't say the bad words.
She's so adorable.
She's so,
funny.
She's so cute and
she's
so,
so
fun.
Funny.
I don't know where Marlene was last
I
season,
she would
but
be on
we
our
really
panel.
Needed her. I know. Let's bring Marlene
right
in.
There.
Yes. Love that.
Yeah.
So at first we're in Cabo. Everyone seems to be getting together, like getting along really well. We split up the rooms. Teresa gives Jennifer and Dolores their own suites. I'm assuming she gave Jennifer a suite because she's a little high maintenance.
Yeah.
And Dolores because she's her BFF, so she wanted her, you know, to have her own room.
Well, I figured she'd bunk with Dolores.
I thought so, too, but if... And then give Danielle her own suite.
Yeah, that would be better.
I thought so. I thought so, too. But she didn't. She decided to bunk with Danielle. And Marge, Jackie, and Melissa all share a suite, which that sounds like the fun room.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
You know? Like, they all seem fun. They're all good time. They're all positive thinking.
Yeah.
And they can
people.
All hang with, like, it's better to hang with people. Having your own suite's kind of sad. You just
Talk to at night?
Yeah, like...
You just get on Instagram and scroll.
Yeah, I know. Like, poor Dolores.
It definitely is. Not poor Jennifer.
No.
They should have put her in a room just to make it more interesting.
Yeah.
Like in a room
dynamic.
With other people.
Yeah. Her, Jackie, and Margaret.
She would have complained just like, she would have complained like she did in Oklahoma.
Yeah, no, just leave her up there.
So, but Teresa is, like I said, she's on the shot train. She is having a good old time. She's trying to get
She's making up for time lost.
She really is. I want to know what her shot count was at the end of the night. She's trying to have some shots with Danielle.
She looked fine, though. She wasn't drunk.
Yeah, she was holding it. Yeah. To say that, you know, if you go a while without alcohol, I feel like once you drink it again,
it's just that one drink, and you can feel it.
She was holding it down, though.
Yeah. But I mean, like, yeah. If she took one shot, wouldn't that have made her, like, a little bit, like,
yeah, you know, maybe I'm sure she was cheating throughout the competition process.
Yeah. Maybe. So, yeah, we had fun Teresa back. I actually really loved watching her drink. I thought she was fun, outgoing, a lot more energetic. And then we had... Wait. Oh.
Sorry.
What is that? I can't read my typing. Marge brings up why she feels the Teresa relationship, Teresa Danielle relationship, is so strange. She doesn't get it. And that's something that I've brought up on this podcast and show several times. Like, why is Teresa so far up Danielle's ass?
Yeah.
And what's that interesting point? She thinks it's, you know, Teresa's way of saying sorry for how mean she was to Danielle.
Didn't we, like, all agree that was, like, why she was in it,
like,
too?
Guilt. Yeah.
Yeah, we all said that.
And like, maybe that's why, like, they were roommates because, like, Teresa knows no one else really likes Danielle.
She's just trying to make her feel included. A little bit.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. But, like,
but why?
I really just feel like she is so blinded by how nasty she is. She is a very nasty human being.
Well, I feel like Teresa felt she was nastier to her than Danielle
really?
Being to everyone. You know what I mean? Because Teresa was pretty gnarly to her.
How long are you going to pat her on her back and, like, you know?
Like, and the thing is, though, like, I think Danielle's the type of person that'll be... Because I think Danielle's, like, friendly, like, overly friendly with Teresa.
Yeah.
Because she knows Teresa could get her far.
Yeah.
Like, uses
she
the friendship.
She could get that hand on the hip.
She could get the hand on the hip. She could still be on Real Housewives. If she wasn't friends with Teresa, she wouldn't be on the show
anymore. She's already fallen out with Margaret, so you need some connection.
She's clinging on to a friendship.
All right.
And that's the best one to cling on to, I'll tell you that
much. It really is. Yeah. Like, the face of the show.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. So... I don't like it. Whatever.
We're on to you, Danielle.
We are definitely on to you, Danielle. So the girls are all getting ready for dinner. Jenna gets irritated with Bill because he's not spending time with the children when she's away.
That was so funny.
It was funny, but I'm on her side.
No, I'm on her side, too. Yeah. But, like, that was hilarious. That whole interaction was so funny.
Yeah. He's still out with the friends. I'm going to bring girls
over. I'm on my way home from dinner with Mike. It's, like, so nonchalant.
Yeah. So the girls are at dinner. It's a very nice looking restaurant at the hotel,
cute.
I assume. They're all, you know, ordering, what was it? Cafe tequila?
Patron.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
I gotta try that. I'm telling you.
I do too.
Next time.
Like, I really told myself
Wednesday.
That I wasn't.
I'll bring Cafe Patrons. I'll make
we
them.
Should.
Oh,
yay!
We should. I'm down.
I'll bring it.
Oh, my God. So, wait, is it a shooter or is it, like, a sipping drink? I think it's a shooter.
Whatever you
shooter.
Like.
Okay.
I'll bring us. We can just put it in here.
Oh, my God. All about it.
Okay.
Loving it.
And I'll be wearing my thong. It'll be fun.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a lit show. Yeah, I'm going to wear, like, leopard print. Like, that's what they wear in Jersey, right? Like, sneaky style.
I don't know what I'm going to wear.
We'll see
you're far ahead of
the
figure
it out.
So, yeah, so they're all at dinner. They're having their Cafe Patron. Seems like everyone's having a good time. Marge thinks this is the perfect time to give Teresa the gift that they all pitched in for.
And it is the perfect time.
It is the perfect time. She prefaced it with, you know, we think you're strong, so we wanted to give this to you. Teresa opens the necklace. She thinks it's beautiful. She puts it on right away.
Yeah.
Jennifer looks at it. Where'd you get it from?
Yeah.
Do you know my brother's a jeweler?
Like, first of all, slow down. No, we don't know what your family tree is.
And she gets so mad.
Like,
she's snubbing my brother. And
we only know what your husband does because you talk about it all the time.
All the time. And then, like...
we don't know about your family.
Why does it matter?
Yeah. Like, why does it matter? And I think Jackie hit it right on the nose. Like, Jennifer is missing the point here. This is a gift for Teresa, not to promote your brother's business.
Yeah, exactly. Not for him to get a sale.
Yeah. So drop it. And she's like, why didn't you go to my brother?
It's
she ugly. Was crazy. We could have gone to sale. And then she goes and says, it's ugly. Like, what?
This whole interaction was hilarious.
And then, like,
it's ugly. Sorry, Teresa. What'd you say?
But
for,
like,
then?
Everyone's eyes, like the cutaways, everyone's yeah. super surprised. Like, I, like, my eyes got big. Like,
no,
I was
like, that's so inappropriate.
I stopped what I was doing. This is awful. Like, Margaret, that's just like an ugly person.
Yeah. Margaret was all like, well, those are bad manners. And Jennifer was like, yeah, they are. And I own it.
Yes.
I have bad manners.
Yeah, what is her problem?
Like, everyone, like, even Dolores was like, you know what? I like the girl, but this. This is unacceptable.
Yeah, that was bad. Who
it
says
was
that?
Very
and poor
bad.
Poor Teresa. Like that's a
Teresa
such a
didn't
low
see
low.
Anything.
Well, but see,
wrong with
I,
it.
Like I think when what's her face Jennifer said it was ugly. Like that's when Teresa should have been like, look, like yeah. it's beautiful.
Like,
I appreciate
this is mine
it.
And it's cute.
Yeah,
let's
exactly.
table the discussion yeah. and have a good time.
I know.
Like
she's siding like, with the girl who's ripping.
Yeah,
her gift.
Exactly. Like causing
a check on Jennifer. Girl,
causing
what?
A stir. So then obviously the situation escalates very quickly, and this leads us to our table. I think this is our table flipping moment
I think this
of the
is
night.
All of our table
yeah,
table.
Let's
yeah.
let's get into
I
it.
I love it.
Prostitution whore. You are 48 days, 90 times. Who the f- you coming to my trap? You whore. A guy in my ass. You.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes. So Jennifer actually puts that moment in, and she competes for the table flipping moment. Like that,
oh, she won
we
it.
May have to change out.
Yeah.
Just put Jennifer on there now.
And I do, love that whole yeah. exchange. It was so awkward and just like whoa.
And at a restaurant,
just
like,
say that
it,
line.
And you could tell,
say
you could
line.
Tell it was loud.
Do we have?
What did she say? She says. Your lips, they look like a monkey's asshole. You suck a monkey's asshole.
Probably.
We don't know for sure if you do it, but you probably do. We're assuming. It's a possibility. I'm not going to commit 100%,
yeah,
but
no, like,
I think that.
Probably. Like, why do you
that
say
that makes
it
a little yeah, bit nicer.
Like, it just softens the blow.
Yeah. That's like socking someone and going, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
A little bit.
And I just thought they're in this like beautifully classy restaurant, and you could tell she was loud. Like
just
you could
scream
everyone
at
was
monkey's
looking
asshole
around.
In a classy
she lifted
restaurant.
Up out
let's
of
do
her
it.
Seat.
Wait, you guys, there's enough classy restaurants in LA. Let's definitely just like start pulling up monkey's asshole.
I can't do it.
I don't
want to
say
can't.
It. I know. I almost said it on the microphone.
No, it was bad, and it was very uncomfortable.
So you don't want to do it.
And didn't you... just to get this clear. Okay. Yeah, no. So Dolores, or I'm sorry, Jennifer gets up with Danielle. They exit the table. Danielle
yeah.
obviously
she's instigating.
Yeah, trying yeah. to get more in her ear about Margaret.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, Teresa feels the need to comfort them.
Yeah, what?
The one who called the necklace ugly
I know,
and like
and
is yelling
like,
monkey.
I don't
butthole.
Get it. All so these what? Ladies were so nice to her and she's like, oh, like you guys were crazy. I gotta go check on her.
Yeah. Like Jennifer legitimately started the argument. Like legitimately started the argument by making it about her
yeah,
and her
that?
Family. And for whatever reason, Teresa felt the need to get up and, like, go check on them. Like, that's just, like...
They're playing with us.
She, I think, like... I don't know. I don't even know what the thought process was.
It was horrible.
It was
and
the drinks.
Yeah, I don't even know.
It was. And then, you know, Marge said to her, said to Dolores, I think, like, and so did Jennifer, or Jackie, she just has a really bad... You know, choice. Like, she has...
Judge of character.
Judge yeah. character. Yes. Yeah. Sorry. Thank you. And Dolores says, you know, I've known her for, like, since she was 16, and ever since, like, she has always been a bad judge of character.
Yeah. She's, yeah. like, her friends come and go, like...
Yeah. So, I don't know. Let's just go ahead and jump into our predictions, because it's going to be a crazy trip.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
All right, so what do we think is going to go on for the rest of this trip in Mexico? Will Marge and Jen reconcile?
No.
Uh-uh.
Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to lay it all out for you guys. All
right.
Teresa is going to side with Jennifer and Danielle, mm-hmm. and she's going to fight with the other girls, and then they're all going to have a big brawl.
Yeah.
Not a brawl, but, like, they're going to be yelling at each other, and Teresa's going to be on the other end.
Okay.
I think that Jennifer and Margaret's situation is going to get a little bit more physical than what we saw on camera mm-hmm. with the wine throw. Mm-hmm. Not too physical. I do think security and the other girls may break it up, but I think it's going to go a little bit further, but I also think they're going to have fun. You have to have some type of fun on a trip. I don't think we've ever seen a trip in history, like in the Housewives history, where it's just chaos.
Straight fighting nonstop.
Real Housewives of New York, Cartagena last season. Horrible, but amazing at the same time. So, I don't know.
There you go.
There's definitely been.
I know. She came with the facts quick.
I love me a good
actually.
Housewives trip. Love a good Housewives trip. You know... Yeah, I think it's just going to get worse. I think it's very clear that there's a line in the sand with Danielle, Jennifer, and Teresa, and Marge, Melissa, and Jackie. Very clear. Dolores, to me, is the only, like... Well, actually, I think the other girls, Melissa...
A little bit more neutral.
Yeah, but Dolores is more neutral. She understands both sides.
Dolores is probably more with Jackie and all them.
You would think, but she will always have Teresa's back. Like, that's the thing, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think it's going to be a great trip. I think they'll have their fun moments, but I definitely think, like, everything is going to come to a head, and I live for it. Like, I don't know. Like, the last 5 minutes of this... Last 5 minutes of last week's... I had to watch it twice. It was insane. Absolutely insane. Oh, I guess we are done. all right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. We have so much more to catch you up on next week. To conclude the Cabo episodes of this trip, I am Chelsea Stark Jones. You can catch up with me at ChelseaStarkJones.com and on Instagram at C_S Jones.
All right, guys, I'm Angelo Garcia. You can catch me on Instagram at Angelo Garcia with 3 A's.
I'm Angel Saunders. Can't wait for next week's episode. And you can catch me on Instagram at Angel Saunders.
See you guys.
All right, guys. Bye-bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.